Think a minute. What kind of climate do you want to live in? A warm or a cool one? Did you know that you can actually live in the exact climate you want? I'm not talking about the weather climate, but the more important climate of your home. The daily mood of your marriage and family. Just like a garden lives and grows best in a certain kind of climate, so does your family. We actually set and control the emotional climate in our family by the way we talk and treat each other. If we're hot-headed and angry, or cold-hearted and distant from each other. The way we choose to react to our everyday problems, mistakes, or disagreements will determine the daily mood and feeling in our home. Do you wish your family was more peaceful and happy? That you and your spouse did not argue and fight so much? That your kids were more happy, secure, and confident? Well, no one's forcing you to live in that kind of unhappy atmosphere. It's your choice. You must decide to be the first one to change and control your own heart, moods, and anger. We need to remember that a man is only as big as the things that make him angry. And there are actually very few things in life really worth getting upset about. Most of the little things we get angry about are not nearly as important as our family's feelings that we hurt with our anger. So take a lesson from rocket science and count down before you blast off. Actually, studies show that most of the tension in a family comes from using the wrong tone of voice. It's not as much what you say, but how you say it. The thing is, you can't have a peaceful, happy marriage and family until you first have inner peace and self-control in your own heart. So today, why not ask Jesus to forgive you for your past anger and lack of self-control and patience with your family? Then ask Him to take control of your heart so you can start enjoying the happy, peaceful climate you want in your home every day. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.